In the paper, we also mention some legato techniques. Legato is a musical term, it's Italian for smooth, and they are techniques which articulate a series of notes. So it's not as boring as just plucking each one individually. In the paper, we mention hammer-ons and pull-offs first. Hammer-ons are when you sound one note and immediately strike a note adjacent to it, or close in its vicinity, so you get one strike and two notes, like this. In this case, I'm striking the seventh, and then I'm sounding the seventh and striking the tenth. A pull-off is the opposite. So for instance, here's a pull-off 15 to 12. I'm going to sound 15 pull-off. And these are just ways of articulating notes and making them more smooth and sound a bit nicer. You can combine them in a technique called tapping, which is almost exclusive to guitars. It was popularized by Eddie Van Halen in the late 1970s. And it is when you combine those two techniques and use your finger or your pick to hit the, strike the fretboard as well. So you get something like this. So that can be a very good way to articulate a flurry of notes. And for all these techniques, fretting force matters. If you want a note to sound and not die out very, very quickly, the amount of force it takes to hold that down or to strike it matters. And if it's particularly in legato techniques, if I want to make something run smoothly like this, because I can get just enough force on that, I didn't even have to really pick it. I could avoid using this hand altogether. This is why setup and bridge matters, and this is what we discuss a little bit in the paper.